7:24, we continue in Pandemic Perspective on a big trick-or-treat weekend. Liz Snyder from the Kenosha News joins us now. Hey, Liz.
Good morning. Happy Halloween Eve.
You point out in your column this morning that the good thing about Halloween this year is we won't have a snowstorm to delay the trick-or-treat fun. Because last year it was a mess.
Oh, it was terrible. But this year, the forecast is actually nice. It should be, you know, sunny and in the mid-50s. That's about the best you can do at this time of year.
So, Liz, during pandemic 2020, you're going to be handing out candy. Have you socially distanced this thing? Have you thought it out? Have you made a plan for this?
Well, my plan is I'm going to stand outside by the sidewalk because our house is kind of, it's on a cul-de-sac, so I just feel bad that kids have to walk from the cul-de-sac and up a little hill. So a lot of times if it's nice out, I stand outside and cut off some of the distance. But I think I'll have my mask on, and they say wear gloves. So I'll probably have my, I have little orange gloves I wear when I'm walking the dogs.
Nice. That'll work. We're thinking about doing this paper cup method where you put the candy in paper cups, little styrofoam, like 6 ounce cups, and then you let the kids just take a cup of candy. That way, you know, you get your social distance and you get your, your it's all CDC guideline for us at our house. We're very clean people.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Halloween or trick-or-treating is one of the better activities you can do. Unlike an indoor, you know, Halloween party, it is outside.
Right.
You can socially distance very easily. So I think it's very doable. So I'm glad they haven't canceled it because I know some places have canceled it, but none of the communities around here have.
And it works out. It's on a Saturday, too, so you can still enjoy whatever Sunday things you do without having to deal with trick-or-treaters. You can get that out of the way. Because
well,
I'm
like
just thinking about my convenience.
Yeah, it's 2 to 5 p.m. I like that, too, because it'll be daytime. It should be nicer outside, a little sunny. Like I said, it's supposed to be sunny, not so cold out. So if you want to stand outside and you want to do it a little differently this year, so you don't have people coming up to your door all the time, it is nicer to stand outside or sit outside in the lawn chair during the daytime.
Right, and, you know, enjoy snacks and stuff.
Well, now, there's also, always snacks, right?
Yeah. Always snacks. Also in your column, a nice rundown of really cool Halloween displays. Too many to list all here in this segment, but if you go to the article, you've really done the homework here, Liz.
Yes, I have been driving around. People send them in, and some of them I just see also for the last 2-3 weeks. You know, I've been driving around at night visiting some. If you go on our website, we've got video. I've shot video of some of them. We've got photo galleries of them. But it is really fun to see. People get so creative, and they have so much fun doing this. So I think, yeah, it's actually, I don't know. That's probably my favorite part of the holiday is just like, you know, when you drive down a street and you're like, oh, my God, look at this house.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into this thing, and it's kind of a nice thing. You know, not so many people, when I was growing up, not a lot of people did that stuff. Halloween was just a day where you grabbed your pillowcase and put on one
ran
of these
and got
cheap
candy.
29-cent masks, and you went out. And you got candy, but now it's become an event. And in pandemic 2020, I think we need something like this because
you need all kinds of stuff. And now it's getting so dark out so early. I really like it too. You know, for those of us who are out walking dogs and doing other things at night, if you're out and about, it is nice to have that kind of break up. Like, oh, here's a really bright house.
Yeah. So
another one of my favorite things that's back is the Kenosha Halloween streetcar.
Yeah, it's going to be all decorated up.
Yes, that's going to be running Saturday and Sunday between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. downtown. So that's always a lot of fun to see. So you have to go down and see if you can find the pumpkin streetcar.
Yeah, take a ride on it. Do some fun things. There's lots of stuff to do this weekend, and you can't watch The Great Pumpkin on free TV anymore, so you might as well get out and do some fun stuff, I say, Liz.
I know, isn't that crazy? You can stream it for free on Apple TV. Starting tomorrow. But, you know, I would probably have no idea how to do Apple TV since I don't subscribe
Pete,
to it.
Pete, this is where you come in.
It's just another app like Netflix or Hulu. I'm sure they'll make you sign up for an account. And
then they'll pester you in.
Yeah.
And many
I'm sure
emails.
There'll be ads and inopportune places in the special. You know how
sure
it goes.
It'll be really annoying. Now, check out
Liz.
I
don't do any streaming.
She's a non-streaming Liz Snyder, but she is
in
the Kenosha News. Available at newsstands worldwide. On the web, KenoshaNews.com, and social distancing at its best. They'll bring it right to your house, Liz.
Right to your house.
And tip your carrier, cheapskate.
Yes.
And put
tip
a fun
carrier,
size.
You know, and you could throw in a couple sticker bars.
I was going to say, fun size candy bar never hurts, Liz
Snyder.
No, it
never does.
Have a great trick-or-treat weekend, Liz. We'll talk to you next Thursday, okay?
You too. Happy Halloween.